Welcome to Focus Orlando, a public affairs presentation of Salem Media Group Orlando. Folks, welcome to this week's program. So blessed to be able to have one of the great organizations here in Central Florida that is helping so many people, tons of kids and families in all sorts of different ways. We're going to find out all about that today. We're going to also talk about some cool and exciting things happening with Nathaniel's Hope. And we welcome Marie Cook to the program today. Marie, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited today. Today's a good day, so I'm excited.
Very exciting. Big doings going on today. We're going to talk about that with Nathaniel's Hope. And of course, folks, we do want to remind you the website, nathanielshope.org, to be able to go and find out more and really dig into this great organization. Of course, you've been around for, so many decades. And like I said, doing great work with kids, special needs kids. And let's talk a little bit about that, Marie. Let's before we get to today's event, let's talk about a little bit of the background of Nathaniel's Hope. How did that come together?
Well, actually, 23 years ago today, God blessed our life with a little boy named Nathaniel, who was born, today's would be his birthday, his 23rd birthday.
Would have been his 23rd birthday.
23rd birthday,
blessings. Having his heavenly birthday today.
Yes, and so he was born with multiple special needs, born in Orlando, Florida here, and just really from the beginning was fighting for his life. He came prematurely, and, we both almost died during the delivery, but God was gracious and spared both of our lives, and we began our journey being parents of a child with special needs, with unique needs, and we've kind of lived in the hospital the first year, in and out of the hospital. He was a high-need child, so his care was up 24/7 all the time. He had a diagnosed syndrome, but just had a lot of needs, and we kind of fought for his life for 4.5 years, and then he had a change of address and moved to heaven. And after that happened, we just felt like it wasn't the end, but it was the beginning, and God wanted us to steward the journey that we were on with our son, and we were brought into this community that, to be honest, we didn't want to be a part of at first, but once we were there, all these amazing families that have kids, with all kinds of special needs, we were like, we have to do something to make a difference. And we felt like God said, I want you to take this experience, I want you to steward it, and now it's not the why, but it's the what for. And so our what for was to start an organization called Nathaniel's Hope that celebrates kids with all types of special needs that we call VIP kids, and as well as kind of educates, equips the community to pull alongside its families as well.
So you and Tim came together and said, we can't let this ruin us. Let's do some good things. And Nathaniel's Hope lives on and yes, doing great things. And his name is what a great legacy, I would say, for that.
When we first started, we never thought that God would bring us to where we're at today. We were just two broken parents that, came out of a situation with a child that we loved immensely, and then he was gone. But we knew that his life had purpose. God has purpose for every life. And this little boy who never walked or talked or ate with his mouth, God was beginning to, to reveal his purpose through his life, and I guess through what we continued to do because of his life. We were actually in school for 4.5 years. We didn't realize it, but God was using this little boy to shape our lives so that we could do what we're doing today.
And helping so many other kids through the process. That's what a story. What a story. Every time I hear it too, and I just, oh my gosh, you guys have really, really grown the Nathaniel's Hope organization into a big organization that's really made a lot of difference in a lot of special needs kids' hearts and their families and everything too. How did that grow into doing that? And how did you grow into the current event that we're going to be talking about today?
We have four programs. We have a birthday club that we celebrate kids with special needs. We have about 14,000 kids in the birthday club now. We send birthday cards to them on their birthday, and we do free respite care for families working with churches, and we do a pretty big programs at Christmas time. But because, like today, it's Daniel's birthday, and we couldn't do a birthday party for him anymore, on Earth, at least on this side of heaven, we thought, let's do a party that can celebrate kids with all types of disabilities and unique needs. And so we created the event Make 'em Smile. It would have been 18 years ago we had our first Make 'em Smile event, and down in downtown Orlando at Lake Yola. And we were, it was kind of a grassroots little festival, and we maybe had 600 people the first year. In the last couple years, we've had over 40,000 people.
Yeah, incredible.
It's incredible, fantastic. Like over 3,000 kids with special needs. And it's just a day of celebration where the community comes together and says, we validate who God has made you to be, and we're here to celebrate your life, you know. And so many times families have to apologize, or they feel like they have to hide their kids, or, you know, their kids maybe are not embraced by the community because of some of their special needs that they have. But this is a day where the community comes out and says, you know what, we believe that God has created you with value and purpose, and that's why we're here to celebrate, you know, their lives today. So that's how Make 'em Smile began. So every year, the first Saturday in June, we in honor of Nathaniel's birthday, we do our Make 'em Smile festival. And this year, it happens to fall on his birthday on June 6th.
Well, what a blessing that is. And, of course, God sent us a little twist this year.
Called COVID-19.
COVID-19, the old coronavirus struck. And, of course, that's changed everyone's lives, no matter who you are or where you are. Your life has changed. But that didn't stop you guys from making sure the Make 'em Smile event still went on. How did you do that?
Well, you know, we just couldn't bear the thought of this community not having this event to look forward to, because we know, as hard as it's been for all of us, for the special needs community, it's been even harder because these families have had to become teachers and therapists, you know, on top of managing their job, just like everybody else, but just, you know, maybe having a little bit more added responsibility and stress. Excuse me. So we decided we obviously couldn't do the big event in downtown. It would be hard to do social distancing with that. So we created the Make 'em Smile Fari.
Make 'em Smile
with Wild.
Fari.
Make 'em Smile Fari. Is that kind of a nice title?
That's great. Love that.
We are partnering with Wild Florida, and we are going to do a safari drive. We're going to take about 2,000 VIP kids on a safari drive today. We've secured the park for the entire day, and they're never going to have to get out of their car, and we don't have to worry about social distancing, but the families will be able to drive through and enjoy seeing about 150 animals, and we've got lots of other goodies planned for them and characters out there, and we're doing our best to adapt the situation to make them smile in a really unique way this year.
So listeners, if you haven't been out to Wild Florida yet, or have not experienced it or found out about Wild Florida yet, this is a wildlife park drive-through, what, like a Serengeti or anything like that, maybe like an Animal Kingdom, right? You know, on the safari ride, but you're in your car, and it's so cool. And there's giraffes and zebras and animals that are indigenous to Florida, and other exotic animals as well that you can drive through. It's, you know, it's kind of a slow drive through.
Yeah.
You know that, but how, what a cool event. I just can imagine the looks on these kids' faces when they see a big a zebra or a big giraffe come up to the car. How cool is that?
It's amazing. I've done it over the past weeks in preparation, because we've kind of put this together the last month. And as we've been doing that, I've gone through a few times, and it is just an amazing place. It's just a fun place, you know, and the great thing is, you know, it's safe for the families. Families don't have to take their kids out. It's just an easy drive through, and you see a lot of cool things. You never know what you're going to see. It's going to change every time. It's unique to whatever's happening that day. So it's really going to be a great adventure today.
Now, raising funds for this event and other events throughout the year for Nathaniel's Hope to help all the kids here in Central Florida, and thousands, right? I mean, thousands of kids experience the hope from Nathaniel's Hope every day. How can people help today on raising funds through the Make 'em Smile Fari today?
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question. So, you know, we are doing everything we do for kids with special needs is for free. We never charge anything. So we are dependent upon the generosity of the community, you know, to partner with us to do our different programs. So today, every single one of these 2,000 kids that's coming through, special needs children that are coming through with their families, are coming through for free. And so we've offered the community to help sponsor a carload of smiles for just $25, you know, or you could do multiple cars if you like. And we have campaign set up, you know, through our Commit Change, through our Facebook page, or through our website at nathanielshope.org, and folks can partner with us to just be a part of sending these kids on the Make 'em Smile Safari.
Wonderful. And that, then what a difference that makes, not only, but it makes a huge difference for your year-round programs that you provide every day.
It does. It does. So we'll pick up several hundreds new kids through this event today, and all those kids will then be in our birthday club. So now they're all going to get a little stuff there, and they'll get a birthday card on their birthday. So these are ongoing programs that happen throughout the year that, you know, will need to be funding throughout the year. You know, and today we have just such great sponsors that are coming along, whether it's, you know, through cash or gift in kind. Like today, Chick-fil-A is supplying 5,000 kids meals for all the kids coming through, for the kids and the siblings coming through.
That's huge.
We're going to give coupons for that. We're not going to be able to serve it out there today, but we'll be giving coupons and another 4,000 coupons for the caregivers that are out there. You know, we've got people like A&W and Kelly's Ice Cream giving out free coupons to go to their shops to get scoops of ice cream. And Crail Experience is doing free passes, you know, when they're able to open again, for these families to take their kids to enjoy those facilities. So we have a lot of great people that just do what they can to help us enrich the lives of these families that, you know, oftentimes their pocketbooks are drained a little bit more because of the excessive therapies they may need or extra services they need, medical care. So it's an opportunity for our community to kind of pull alongside them and kind of lift up their arms for a moment, you know. And though maybe we right now we can't take care of our kids, and that's something that, you know, they so desperately need is a break, we're kind of giving them a mental break today, or, you know, an emotional break to enjoy, have a family experience where they could just kind of be removed from their circumstance and enjoy a day together, you know, to just have put a moment of time of a special memory together as a family.
Well, it's wonderful. 1,600 carloads plus VIP kids today, special needs kids and their families. And you guys are really going to give them miles of smiles today.
That's we are.
So exciting. It's the Make 'em Smile Safari today. Safari Drive at Wild Florida. And still time to adopt a vehicle, adopt a family for this. Nathan's Hope. NathanielsHope.org, NathanielsHope.org. Go to the website, and you can still do that today, tomorrow, even next week as well. There's no end to the generosity of Central Florida, which I know is so strong, especially now. You know, you would think maybe things would be hurting a little bit, but people are just really dig down deep and really make a difference, which is really very, very cool. So good luck with that. That'll be a lot of fun. Boy, I can't wait for that. So Make 'em Smile Safari today, Safari Drive at Wild Florida for special needs kids through Nathaniel's Hope.
Yeah, and we'll actually be doing Nathaniel's Hope Facebook Live or Facebook page, and we'll be doing live broadcasting from there today. So if anybody would like to take a peek over there, you're welcome to join us.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, so check in on the Facebook page as well. You talked a little bit about the virtual buddy break. You know, you can't do a real buddy break right now. Talk a little bit about what that is and how you guys, again, because of this COVID-19 thing, God bless you for adapting and able to pull some audibles to make sure that your programs don't really suffer too much and the kids don't suffer too much. What's a virtual buddy break?
Right. Well, you know, it's a takeoff of our Buddy Break program, which our Buddy program, we partner with churches around the country to provide free respite care. So churches will say, hey, once a month for 3 hours, we'll do a Parents Day Out program exclusively for kids with special needs and their families to give them a break. And it's a great way for churches to get comfortable of caring for kids with disabilities and learning how to engage with them and communicate with them so then they can offer them services on Sunday morning or Wednesday night, because you've created a team of volunteers that have worked past their discomfort level, you know, or their fear of what they don't know. And so we partner with churches around the country. And so, of course, since the beginning of March, we've had to shut all our programs down around the country. And so we have a lot of families that have just not been able to get a break, you know, and you never realize how much a three-hour break can make a difference. But families, you know, there's a lot of single moms out there that are raising kids with disabilities and siblings and all. And so while we haven't been able to take their children and care for them, we began thinking about how can we care for these families, because, you know, how do we care for a caregiver? How do we minister to the kids? What can we do? And so we created what was called a virtual buddy break. We literally asked our program program leaders from around the country to on their phone to tape with stories and songs and crafts and skits and all sorts of things and to send them in to us. And we had an amazing editor that was able to put it together. I mean, we had our Nathaniel character on it. We taped in our backyard, different segues and pieces, and literally had just a phenomenal editor that kind of pulled it all together. And so we created a few children's programs called Virtual Buddy Break that's available on our website as well at nathanielshope.org. And it's just, fun for the kids particularly for the kids who have been a part of the Buddy Break program. They see elements that are common to them. They see faces. They see their leaders. They see people greeting them and loving them. Our first program was, you are loved and you are not alone. And so we were talking about the fact that, suddenly things had pulled away from them. They got cut off from people. So we kind of addressed that. And of course, there's a faith-based element to it where we're bringing in scripture and encouraging them through that. So it's been really fun to see that just the people around the country come together to, rally together just to love on these kids. And then several of our programs have actually gathered their kids together to watch it. They've set a time to watch it together, and then they've done Zoom calls with their kids afterwards to connect with them and to connect with the families. So we've been just trying to use this as a tool of engagement and encouragement and just something that maybe the parents could sit down with a cup of coffee, for a few minutes and keep their children's attention, and with good content.
Oh, that's wonderful. So this is available not only at Advent Health, right, in some of the children's wards around?
Yes, Advent Health reached out to us, and they asked if they could take these programs and put them on their Get Well channel in their kids' hospital. And so now it's on demand at the hospital there for the kids that are, going through there. So we're really excited, how God has used this tool to be a tool of encouragement, beyond just the Buddy Break community.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And again, we had to reinvent a lot of things here in our lives, and you guys there at Nathaniel's Hope have been able to rearrange and reconfigure and reimagine some of these great programs that you have. So this is a great idea. What a great idea. So thank you. We're talking with Marie Cook. She's executive director, co-founder of Nathaniel's Hope. Celebrating today Nathaniel's 23rd birthday, his heavenly birthday today, 23 years. It's been 23 years. Right, since he went to heaven.
Yes, it's so hard to believe. In one day it looks like it was just yesterday, then it seems like a whole lifetime ago, But God has purpose for every life, I just keep thinking about how this little boy who never walked or talked or ate with his mouth, that couldn't do things, that maybe typical kids could do, and how God has used his life to really impact so many other lives, to bring hope and encouragement. It's an amazing God story.
It really is. And this isn't just in Central Florida, this is a nationwide effort to put smiles on the faces of special needs kids, right?
Yes, we actually have our birthday club, so if anybody, if you have a child with special needs and you're listening today, or your neighbors, you have a family member, be sure that you just, encourage them to register their child with Nathaniel's Hope. It's free. Get them in the birthday club, register them as part of our VIP membership club, and it doesn't matter where they're at around the country. We have kids from all 50 states in our birthday club, and our Buddy Break program is in 32 states now, and actually we trained our first church in Bristol, England, and we're working with a church in South Africa right now. So we're just trying to provide tools to be able to multiply the efforts to reach out to this community. So it's exciting because, this community is very close to God's heart. It's a community that sometimes can be intimidating, for people. If you've never been around somebody that has a disability or has a child with a disability, you may not know how to respond or what to do. So we have tried to create tools and things to build that bridge, from those that have disabilities to those who don't. And the same needs are out there for families. If you've got children, your children need to be loved. They need to feel like they belong to a community. And so we're trying to create tools for the church to have and for the community to have to be able to make those connections, and relationships that could last a lifetime.
Absolutely. Check out.
Eternal, really.
Yeah. And nathanielshope.org. And listeners, we invite you to adopt Nathaniel's Hope as a and become a partner with them. And your financial contributions make a huge difference. NathanielsHope.org. NathanielsHope.org. Now going worldwide. That's exciting. So exciting. And something else that we want to talk about today, Marie, a brand new book. I understand you have a brand new book out. It's called Hope Lives. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So, you know, early on after Nathaniel had a change of address and went to heaven, my husband started to write the story. And it's taken us a few years to get more, well, mm-hmm. more than 2 years to finally get the story told. But it's actually the story of Nathaniel's life from womb to heaven, written from his perspective. So it's written in a child's voice, telling the story of, you know, being in the womb to being born with a disability to living through all the challenges and, you know, and really gives insight for people to understand what families that have kids with disabilities maybe encounter. It'll help people understand what you can do to pull alongside and how to help families. You know, and then the bottom line is it just brings hope that no matter what you're facing in life, hope lives. You know, as the title says, hope lives. And there's always hope in Christ, through Christ. So it's an easy read, but it has a lot. We tried to package a lot of really powerful messages in a very non-threatening way, in a very, you know, through the voice of a child. And so we are happy to be able to share this message. In fact, today, everybody who's going to be going through the safari ride, we're going to go ahead and just give them a free copy, all the families that are coming through, because we just believe that it'll encourage them in their journey with their VIP kid.
Well, that's a great idea. Great idea. And folks, Maria is talking about the Make 'em Smile Safari today. That's happening out at Wild Florida instead of the Make 'em Smile event, that the huge event that you have at Lake Eola every year on this weekend. It's had to be moved due to, you know, gathering and distancing and all that COVID-19 stuff. But what a great option here, and what a great thing to do, and make the, at least for this year anyway, make the Make 'em Smile event into the Make 'em Smile Safari that's going on today. Safari Drive there at Wild Florida, and thanks to them. And any other sponsors you want to talk about here right now and just give them some kudos, a little shout out?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have, I mentioned all some of our yummy food sponsors that are helping us, you know, Chick-fil-A being at the top, and A&W and Kelly's Ice Cream. But we have, you know, Crail Experience providing passes. We have folks like for Orlando Health, Leland Management, AmeriVita, Angel on Earth PPAC, kind of partnering with us. Places like Vistar, which is a transport company that has literally provided, I think, about 10,000 bags of chips and goodies and animal crackers and all sorts of things for the kids to enjoy that way. You know, BNY Mellon, Advent Health, PNC Bank. We just have a lot of great people that have really done whatever they can to pull alongside of us, you know, whether it's Walgreens giving us water or bags, transporting donations that have been given. We got this incredible donation of 8 pallets of Easter leftover things ever sold that we're putting together safari baskets for the kids, and we'll be handing those out today to the kids, you know, to the practical things of putting tents up and all the things that have to happen with facilities. But it just takes a lot of people working together, doing what they can, you know, and we're just so grateful that whatever anybody can do, sometimes, you know, it'd be a large donation, sometimes it's a smaller donation, which I never considered. Nothing is ever too small, you know, everybody working together to do what they can do, or it's people coming in to volunteer at the office. We've had people all this last week, packaging and loading trucks and just working on the logistics of putting them together, and that's their talent that they're sharing with us. But we could never, ever do this. Tim and I could never do this without the support of the community, and it's we get to be the conduit. Like, we get to kind of be organizing this and directing it, but if we didn't have the wonderful people from the community partnering with us, we could never make them smile, or we could never do the things that we do. So we're very, very grateful
Well, oh, that's great. You know, and so, yeah, listeners, we invite you to find out more at NathanielsHope.org. The big Make 'em Smile Safari today out at Wild Florida. So special celebration of kids, honoring kids with all types of special needs and disabilities, and with the effort to really tear down those barriers, right?
it'll tear down the barriers, you know. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I want to encourage folks that no matter, you know, if you've never maybe really gotten close to somebody that has a disability in the family, you know, just start with the simple thing of, I want to challenge you today on Daniel's birthday to just do something as simple as saying hi, you know, just make that contact, you know, take that step out of your box to make a contact with somebody. You know, if you have a family member in your community, you know, through this whole virus crisis, it's been hard for these families sometimes even to go to the grocery store. You know, if you're headed to the grocery store, sometimes simple actions of just asking, what can I do to help you? Can I pick up a gallon of milk for you? Can I take your grocery list and shop for you? You know, what can I do to help? But there's so many ways that we can reach out and to kind of begin to build those bridges, you know, with sometimes we think about the differences we have between us, but really it's not differences. We all have the same needs, you know, within our lives, and it's just kind of tearing down those barriers, which we try to do, you know, through the events that we do and the programs that we do to serve families impacted by disability.
Well, Nathaniel, watching today, I'm sure, smiling, and just because not only are you putting smiles on kids here's face, you're putting a smile on Nathaniel's face as well. He's never too old to get a big hug from God at every birthday, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. And today we'll have a great big party. I did want to also mention, you know, how grateful we are for Wild Florida, who's been an amazing partner with us as well to work with us. And they've pretty much let us, you know, take over the park and do everything possible to make this a special day for the kids. So it's, you know, everybody just kind of coming together to make that happen. So we're grateful for that.
Well, I'm sure you'll make it a very special day, and good luck with the project today. And thanks for doing that. Make them smile, Fari, today. It's a Safari Drive at Wild Florida with Nathaniel's Hope and thousands of kids out there today, all driving through and just their eyes wide open and just enjoying just a wonderful, wonderful drive through there and getting all sorts of goodies and a special gift bag and everything. And sponsors, volunteers, everyone coming together to make this happen and awesome. And thank you, Marie, and Tim, and everybody, and from Nathaniel's Hope. We appreciate everything that you do. Listeners, again, nathaniel'shope.org. Always discover what's going on there on their website. Marie, have a great day today. Good luck to all with the event today as well.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Focus Orlando, a public affairs presentation of Salem Media Group Orlando. This has been a pre-recorded show. All rights reserved.